Hey there, it's Tony Dean, and welcome to the Dear Fat You Don't Own Me podcast, episode 26. And this podcast is all about Jenny Craig, the seven things that you can learn from this recent collapse of Jenny Craig, the fact that they're closing all their stores, and how that will help you succeed. Now, you may be wondering, okay, yeah, Tony, I know you're just going to bash Jenny Craig, and that's not fair, and that's not nice. But the thing is, I am going to bash them a little bit. And I've been bashing them for years, along with other programs like Nutrisystem, because there is a huge problem with these programs. I'm not saying these people are bad, but there are things that are just absolutely 100% wrong and have been. In fact, some of the things that they do have caused some of the epidemic that we have related to obesity after all these years. And if you learn what they are, it can help you with what you're doing. So let's take a minute and let's examine this iconic company and this household name. And what we're going to do is we're not going to bash them just for the fun of bashing them. We're going to learn from their mistakes so that you don't make those mistakes, so that it strengthens the effort that you're trying to make on your diet. That's what this is really about. All right, so let's talk about mistake number one that Jenny Craig made. It's the cost. The program is just too expensive because you're buying all these expensive food. Over almost two decades of helping people lose weight and selling them nothing, the people that come from Jenny Craig, they always say the same thing. They say, oh my gosh, you know, yeah, I did lose a little bit of weight, but geez, I was paying $500 extra a month for food. Now, there's a lot of problems with that. The first problem is that most people don't have an extra $500 laying around. They just don't. Sure, you'd love to have an extra $500 or $1,000 or a couple thousand, but if you don't, then what happens? You get all excited about Jenny Craig, or if you're doing Nutrisystem or any of these programs that are built around you buying their food. Profiled by Sanford is another good example. You get all excited. And then the thing is, you're like, okay, that's it. I'm going to commit. You go throw out $500 or three or six or whatever it is, and then you eat that food for a little bit. Well, these foods, they're not magic foods. It's just that they're designed where if you eat this amount of food and you eat exactly what they're giving you, it's going to create a calorie deficit. It's not this magic combination of vitamins and minerals. It's causing you to eat less than what you need. It's putting you at a calorie deficit. Like any diet in the world that succeeds is going to. Well, then what happens is, let's say you pay $500 for the first month, and then the second month it's only $360 because they like you and they gave you a discount. But then the next month you need a little bit more and it's $400. Well, the thing is, you're 3 months into that and you've spent $1,500, and all of a sudden you start to think, you know, maybe I could do this without buying their food. You start to like come up with reasons why you got to stop. Well, of course, when you stop, you're used to eating their foods. And if you're used to eating their foods, the moment you stop doing that, then you're trying to figure out what you should be doing. It ends up being the wrong thing. And then you stop losing weight and start gaining. It's not a long-term strategy for so many people because they just don't have an extra $300 to $600 or $700 a month just laying around that they can spend on these unnecessary foods. It's literally a strategy to have success at the beginning and then have to give up because you can't keep going. This strategy has given so many people false hope over the years because if you are eating the right amount of food, whether it's on a program like ours where you're just learning to get control of what you normally eat without buying special foods, or it's a program like this where they're putting the food in front of you and say, just eat this, it gives people false hope because you start to succeed for a couple months because you're eating less. And then when you give up eating those foods and you realize you can't pay for them or you don't want to pay $500 a month in food, then it ends up being another failure in your resume. And you got a whole bunch of people that are wandering around right now that have done every diet in the world and they just feel like failures because they never finish what they start. And this is such a hard program to finish. This is exactly why when we started our program, the one thing that I wanted to do is I didn't want to sell a bunch of things. I didn't want to make any of the things that you could sell a requirement. It was all optional. And I wanted to make it so inexpensive where currently it ends up costing you $35 a month after the first month for our program, so inexpensively that you'd actually, just because you were eating less food, you'd actually save money. You'd make money because you're eating less and the program is so inexpensive. All right, let's get to problem number two with Jenny Craig. The problem number two is not just the food, but the fact that you're eating the food at all. If you've eaten Jenny Craig food before, you know that some of it is okay. It's not gourmet by any means, but some of it is all right. I mean, you could get by with it. If you were on an island and the only thing that you could eat were Jenny Craig meals, you wouldn't complain. You'd be completely happy if you were stranded alone on an island. Some of it is okay, but you're not going to want to eat that food for the rest of your life. Like, you're eating that food just to lose weight. Think of what a crazy solution that is to dieting. How could it possibly make sense to eat foods now that you're not going to want to eat later? It makes absolutely no sense. Eventually, let's say you stick with the Jenny Craig program for a long, long time and you lose, let's say, 75 pounds and you're so proud of yourself and you've been eating their foods exactly like what they've told you. Well, that's great. And then you're going to want to stop eating their foods because you don't want to pay $500 a month because you're at goal weight. Now, all of a sudden, you have to go and start eating foods that you really want to eat. Maybe you weren't eating chocolate. Maybe you weren't eating bread. I don't know. Maybe you weren't eating just foods that you've always liked. Now you start adding those to your diet and remove the Jenny Craig stuff. And the thing is, you're not used to that balance of how much can I eat? You know, how much of the foods that I like that I normally eat can I eat to either lose or maintain my weight? You don't have that. People that do keto have a similar issue after they do keto. Because somebody that does the keto diet, which the keto diet for, there's a small group of people that have specific medical issues that keto makes sense for. But the majority of the people that are doing keto should not be doing it. And it's interesting, they would never let their children do it. Because the keto diet is telling you not to eat carbohydrates, or at least hardly any. So they're saying don't eat broccoli, don't eat grapes, don't eat oranges, don't eat apples. All the things that you want your kid eating, they're saying don't eat. Well, think about that for a minute. When you starve yourself of carbohydrates, what happens is you're also just not eating as much food as you were. When you're not eating much food, just like in example in the problem one, you're eating less than what you need. You're at a calorie deficit, and so you're going to lose weight. The people that went on keto that lose so quickly, though, the reason they lose so quickly is the same reason they gain so quickly. And that is, when you starve your body of carbs, your body not only flushes out, you're not only burning calories because you're eating less, but also your body is getting rid of fluid because you're not eating enough carbohydrates. And so it looks like you're losing more than you did. So people get all excited when they lose 4 pounds in a month doing keto. Well, then what happens? Eventually, if you've built your weight loss plan, your fitness plan about doing keto, you're not eating bread. You're not eating some of the fruits and vegetables that you like. Bread seems to be the thing that people always mention, the giving up bread. That's the big deal. They say, I gotta have bread again. But you're not eating those things. And so eventually you're gonna either lose all your weight or you're gonna be halfway or partway through the program and you're gonna think, this is awful. Like, I want to eat bread every once in a while. I'd like to have an apple every once in a while. You know, I'd like to eat some grapes every once in a while. You're going to think that. And so then all of a sudden you start eating those foods again. And now that you're eating carbs, now your body not only starts to maybe gain a little weight because you're eating more now, you're making up for those calories that you weren't eating, but also you start to store water again. And so it looks like it is an absolute catastrophe. When in fact your body's just storing water because you're eating more carbs, which is what it's supposed to do. The point is this. If you're eating foods on Jenny Craig that you're not going to eat later you're going to have trouble. If you're doing keto and you're giving up foods that you're going to eat later, that means later you're going to have problems because you're going to be eating different foods than you used to lose the weight. On our program, we've never done that. You're going to eat the foods you're eating today. You're just going to learn a little bit of control over it. Along the way, I always tell people eat what they want. And I tell them, I joke around and I say, hey, if you want to drink a bowl of melted chocolate, here's how you work it in. I kid about that. And some people eat chocolate, drink wine all the way through our program. But a lot of people on our program, as they're eating the foods that they want and still losing weight, they'll start making better decisions. Maybe eat a little less chocolate. Maybe drink a little less coffee. You know, they'll take things that they know maybe they're doing too much of and just kind of rein it in a little bit. But the whole time you're eating the foods that you want to eat. And sometimes that means you're really eating stupid foods. Jenny Craig and these programs that provide the food, they don't allow that. They don't allow for that real life scenario where you are going to eat the foods you want. You need to learn how to eat them, and also how to be eating them now so that when you get to maintain, there's not a big shock, there's no switch. On our program, you eat the foods right now that you like, you get a little bit of control of them, and then you eat them and maintain. There's no big shift. Number three reason that Jenny Craig is struggling is because even if their food was perfect, I mean, let's just pretend for a minute that Jenny Craig went out and hired these extraordinary scientists and these men and women that were just brilliant with nutrition, and they got all these people, and they made the perfect foods. The perfect foods that they were, the nutrition levels in them were just fantastic. Everything was exactly balanced, exactly like you want it. And then they put it in front of you and they said, these are all perfect, just eat them. Even if they did that, and then they went another level and they did something that they're definitely not doing, which is really promote exercise. You don't have to run 10 miles a day to lose weight. You don't have to run 5 miles a day to be healthy. But you do have to exercise if you want to have, like, enjoy long-term health. It's not the biggest part of losing weight, but it is a part of being healthy long-term. Even if they were perfect with their food, even if they promoted exercise and did all of that perfectly, it still doesn't end up mattering. And the reason it doesn't is because people succeed when they're dieting, at least the people that haven't already reached their goal weight. They succeed not because they eat better and they exercise. We all know that we need to eat better and exercise. They succeed because somehow, some way, a form of accountability gets injected into that process so that they do what they always known they've needed to do. Well, I know that Jenny Craig has these coaches that you speak to, and there is some value in that, no question about it. But the coaches aren't there for you every single day. You can't call them 3 or 4 or 5 times a day. You can't meet with them every single day if you want to. I mean, not from my experience. And even if you could, let's say they did offer all of that, you're still in the situation where you have to buy the food and you're spending $500 a month for the food and the coach, which most people are going to give up on. This, if you were going to learn one thing from this podcast, it would be this. The reason after almost 2 decades of helping people succeed, that people succeed on our program at this unprecedented rate and then do fantastic and maintain, is not because of food and exercise. You've got to get your food and exercise right, but that's not the answer. The answer is you need real accountability. You need somebody that's going to tell you the truth. You need somebody that's going to tell you, listen, what you're doing is dumb. It's crazy. It doesn't work. You're arguing for something that doesn't make sense. If you need to be told that, you need a person that will be honest with you. But usually that's not how far it goes. Usually accountability is just a matter of communicating with people so that you're not just doing your plan in your own head. So many people on our program, they start and they think that our program, because it's all built around this accountability element, they think that when they're going to come in, we're going to be screaming and yelling at them. And like, it's just this hardcore, you know, type of accountability. And it's not. Accountability is just about communication. So somebody knows what you're doing besides you. Because if you've learned one thing about dieting, and if you've dieted before, most people have lots of times, you know that you will let yourself down. But it's a lot harder to let yourself down when somebody else knows what's going on, when you're letting more than one person down. And the thing is, the accountability of this program, it allows you to be consistent with the things that you've known you needed to do your whole life. Food and exercise are important. They absolutely are. You can't be healthy long term without getting the food and exercise right. But accountability is what makes all of that happen. Number four with Jenny Craig and why the program has not been a success at this time in history is because it's so dependent on these meals. Well, that's great if you're just sitting in one place all the time and you can heat up what they give you, but there's a lot of times where people travel. There's a lot of times when people travel out of the country. A lot of times people go camping. You know, you don't heat up a Jenny Craig meal over the fire on the campgrounds. There's a lot of times people go out with friends and you can't pull a Jenny Craig meal out of your pocket. There's a lot of times that people go out to eat at restaurants. And so if you're completely dependent on these Jenny Craig meals, you can expect that you're going to have problems because those meals aren't everywhere. See, what we've always done, and the reason that people have success here, is because you really are eating the foods that you want. When you're traveling out of the country, you're going to eat the food in those countries. When you're with friends, you're going to learn how to go places and eat with friends where you're actually going to eat at the restaurant. When you eat out, it's the same thing. You're going to learn to eat at the restaurant. Now, you might not always get exactly what you want. In fact, there may be a lot of times that you won't get what you want. But you will be eating with them, and there are times that you'll get exactly what you want. The point is, you're not so dependent on this exact meal. You can eat out of the country. You can eat when you're traveling to another state. You can eat at a restaurant where you're having out with friends if you learn the strategies to do so. And so, if your plan is to be with a Nutrisystem or a Profile by Sanford or a meal-dependent company like Jenny Craig, you might be doing good for weeks or months, maybe several months. Maybe you've lost 50, 60 pounds and you're killing it. And then all of a sudden a friend says, hey, let's go eat at this restaurant. And now you don't know what to do. And anybody that has dieted many times in their life knows that you're doing great for a while. And then something upsets what you're doing. Something distracts from what you're doing. And the whole thing falls apart. On our program, you just learn how to do these things. It's very realistic. Number five, and why people struggled with Jenny Craig. And I've heard people tell me this story so many times when they've gone to Weight Watchers meetings and they've gone to Jenny Craig meetings and they've gone to these different places where they're always trying to sell you food. And that is the concept. They're always trying to sell you something. You don't need to buy a bunch of things to lose weight. It's so crazy because you actually need to buy less things, less food, not more food. You don't need more gadgets and more stuff. You don't need to be sold. You ask anybody that has done my program over these last almost 20 years, and they will tell you they have never received a single email from me ever, even one time, saying, okay, now you need to buy this. No emails selling products, foods, or gadgets, none of it. You don't need more stuff. But the thing is, these companies are built around, all of their profit margins are built around how much food they can get into your hands. One company that just went over the top on this, and I can't remember the name of it. It was MetaFast or something like that. That might not be the name, but it was that company where you bought those shakes. My gosh, these companies, you talk about selling, like first they would sell you what they need and then they would make a deal with you as, hey, you can sell these things to other people. So then they'd sell you like $5,000 of stuff at half price, thinking that you could sell it at full price. And you got all these people with credit cards that are maxed out because they're always trying to be sold something. You know, the problem is when you're always trying to be sold something, you know it. Like you can feel it. When somebody comes in and talks to me in our program and they, you know, they have a question about, hey, I'm really stressed right now because, you know, there's problems in my relationship. What we do is we sit down and talk with them about their relationship and how it relates to their eating and how it relates to their exercise. We don't wrap that up after that very intense conversation, that heartfelt conversation, that if they could just get a couple more of these ice cream bars, that might help also. And also, we've got this new low-calorie, keto-friendly cheesecake. I mean, when you're always trying to be sold something, you know it. It's just never the way that I've preferred to do it. This whole process of losing weight, it's such an intimate process, you know, when you're dealing with a coach, because it affects how you feel and your relationships with people and how your clothes fit. It's such a very personal process. And the thought of injecting something that somebody has to buy into that conversation, I mean, it's almost making me throw up in my mouth right now. That's not what this is about. It's about you. It's about your life being better. It's about you feeling good and feeling healthy and waking up and feeling confident. One of the favorite things somebody told me a long time ago is she lost all her weight and she was doing great. And she said, Tony, one of the best things about, you know, having done your plan is that when I was losing weight my whole life, like I never wasn't losing weight. I would wake up in the morning and I'm thinking about the food I'm going to eat and I'm thinking about the clothes that I'm going to try to fit and how I'll make them look decent. She got all this space in my brain that was spent on my diet. And now I wake up in the morning and that space is available for other things. I can use that space to read or learn something. I could take a class, or I could learn to, you know, quilt. Or she wasn't actually, I don't think she was a quilter. But the thing is, you could learn to do whatever you wanted. You could decide to take something to further, you know, your fitness. And maybe you could start training for some sort of big event. You could run a marathon. You could take that space and use it for something other than diet. I got a little sidetracked there. But that brings us to number six. And number six is something that I'm going to applaud Jenny Craig for. And it's interesting because I'm going to applaud them for this. But it's also one of the reasons why they're not making the money that they used to. And that is because there are at least some of the trends that they are not following. I would guess that you'd have no problem at all finding some Jenny Craig meals that would talk about their keto-friendly meals. Wouldn't surprise me at all. But there's one trend that they didn't follow. And that is what's happening right now, and that is with these injectables. Right now, you can buy these drugs, and you know they're really diabetes drugs, but the average person loses 30, 25 pounds, something like that. Now, the moment they get off the drug, they immediately gain the weight back. They know that. But this is scary. I mean, it really does scare me, because how many different drugs do we have to take before we realize that when people are taking drugs for weight loss, that they end up later on thinking, you know, maybe that wasn't that good of an idea. Even if these injectables are good and they're going to cause you to lose 25 to 30 or even 35 pounds of weight, these are not known for causing people to lose 50 or 100 pounds of weight. What happens is you lose some weight and then you stop losing weight. And if you stop taking the drug, you gain it. Well, you gain it back. Well, think of all the problems with this. If you've got exactly 25 pounds to lose and you can take the drug forever, then it makes sense. Tiny little issue, though, is that these drugs cost like $1,500 a month. It's unbelievable. So what happens when you take these drugs? One of two things. One, you're paying $1,500 a month for these injections. That is a problem. Number two, okay, is if you're not paying $1,500 and you're billing that money to the insurance companies, all of our insurance is going to go through the roof over the next couple years. And it's going to be because these companies are just literally stripping cash from our bank accounts, whether it's what we pay it up front or what we end up paying later through our insurance. Yeah, I mean, you think that your insurance company isn't paying this. Well, believe me, you're going to end up paying that money. Everybody's going to end up paying the money. The insurance companies are not going to lose money. $1,500 a month for these injectables. It just makes me feel terrible, too, that there are people right now, there are diabetics that would really benefit from these medicines, and they can't get them because people are finding ways to get prescriptions so that the insurance company will pay $1,500 a month so that they can lose 25 pounds or 30 pounds. This is where I applaud Jenny Craig, because they didn't embrace these injectables. I don't know, over the last almost 20 years that I've been doing this, like, there have been so many trends that have passed through, so many different pills that ended up being a problem, so many different ways that people could lose weight, something that they could eat that they're like, oh, now we found out if you're eating that, it's bad, it's no longer on the market. There have been so many things like that, and we always look back at them and go, gosh, that wasn't a good idea. Had Jenny Craig embraced that, had they found a way to do these injectables like some weight loss companies are talking about including that in what they're doing, because they know that they'll make piles of cash doing it, had they done that, I mean, and they'd gone through that trend, they probably wouldn't be closing their doors right now. And although that would be good for the business, the truth is a company like Jenny Craig should want to help the population. See, that's why I've never gone crazy with my prices. That's why I've never done, like, tried to like go crazy and just like sell everything all the time, is because I want to make a difference beyond just making money. See, you don't need all these gadgets and tricks and games and special foods. What you need to do if you're going to lose weight is you need to look at those, what's happening in the marketplace right now, and say, these are the things I need to learn what not to do. What you need to learn is you need to learn to eat the foods that you like and still lose weight eating the foods that you like. You need to learn, as you're eating those foods that you like, how to transition eating the foods that you like into what it will look like maintaining later when you have to eat more food. Because a person that loses weight when they get to maintenance, you have to start eating more food, and that's kind of a challenge when you get to eat the food you like. You got to learn how to make that transition. Those are the kinds of things that we teach people. You need to learn that it's okay to be told the truth. My gosh, we are so soft and squishy anymore. We cannot be told the truth about anything. And so, since we can't be told the truth, all these people that are trying to sell you the next diet, they're providing advertisements that say, on our program, you won't be hungry, you'll feel full, and there's no sacrifice. And the reality is, these are promises that people make to sell things, and they cause these people to make billions of dollars. But while that's happening, those promises are not being fulfilled, and America keeps getting fatter and fatter because losing weight does require a certain sacrifice, and that's okay. Like, if you have the proper coaching, you can learn to embrace that when you need to. But that sacrifice doesn't have to be $1,500 a month out of your bank account for an injectable or $500 from Magic Foods. That sacrifice can just be being open-minded to learning how to deal with nighttime hunger. Instead of being argumentative or defensive, you can just open your mind and ask one of our coaches and say, hey, how do I do this at night? It's hard to stop eating when I want to eat out. It's hard to stop eating when I'm hungry at night. One of those sacrifices can be opening your mind and learning strategies on how to drink water when you, maybe if you don't like drinking water, and how to exercise on the days that you don't want to or the days that you don't have time to do it. The sacrifice doesn't have to be huge. It just has to be to learn these timeless principles that really do create results. A sacrifice can be learning to be open-minded, not be afraid to lean on your coach, to call your coach, and learn how to overcome the challenges that you have to deal with, understanding that after almost 20 years of doing this, as I keep saying over and over, after all these years of doing this, that somebody has had your challenge. And if you will just bite your tongue and be willing to hear the truth, then what will happen is you can have a simple conversation with somebody here and learn how to overcome the issues and the challenges that you've never been able to before. As long as there are ways to advertise products like Nutrisystem, like Jenny Craig, there's always going to, like Weight Watchers selling their foods right now. Okay, as long as there's a way to advertise those products and there's a way to make money doing it, someone is going to do it even though you don't need it. And so I'll wrap this up by saying that the reason that Jenny Craig struggles is because you don't need special food to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. It really is that simple. You need help and accountability. That's what you need. You don't need special gadgets or apps, or you don't have to have a needle stuck into your hip. You need accountability and help so that you can get through the obstacles, get past the obstacles that always cause you to fail. We are right now about to enter a new mystical, magical phase in the dieting industry. It'll be the next phase of this. Because of artificial intelligence and because of the direction that we are going with technology, there are going to be more pills and more gadgets and more injectables on the market than there ever have been. And you could learn to be in control of your health before that gets out of control. You could skip all these new trends. You could skip all the extra expense. You could learn to do this the right way instead of taking those drugs or instead of getting the injectables and then finding out years from now, oh yeah, there was a huge problem with that. We forgot to mention it, like we have seen so many times. After all these years of doing this, there are people that start our program every single month that will have these huge regrets because they bought into one of those lose weight quick promises. Sometimes it's a drug, but a lot of times what it was is it was when the surgery was a big deal. Go in and they cut out part of your stomach or they wrap some sort of band around it or some sleeve or something like that. And then later on they have all kinds of problems and we're like, geez, who couldn't have seen that coming? You can skip all of that and just learn to do this the right way. Thanks for listening. I hope this was useful. And if you ever want to ask us any questions about what we do, our program is inexpensive. It's right now, after the first month, it's $35 a month for unlimited coaching, unlimited one-on-one help, and you don't have to buy any gadgets or anything. But you're welcome to just call us and ask any questions if you have any. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you on the next podcast.